Efforts to overhaul probation in Pennsylvania may be complicated by five recent murders believed to have been committed by parolees. But 90.5 WESA's Anlie Herring reports the reforms continue to draw bipartisan support.
Probation allows some offenders to stay out of prison and be supervised in the community. But in Pennsylvania, if they miss a meeting with their probation officer or violate other conditions, they can be put behind bars for the rest of their sentence. Two bills in Harrisburg would limit how long people can be sent to prison for those violations. Jessica Jackson of the Reform Alliance says her organization will lobby for the legislation Tuesday.
For Pennsylvanians, they should be thinking about, you know, how do they want their dollars spent? Do they really want people being locked up for things that aren't even crimes, like missing probation appointments? Or do they want to save that money and put it towards preventing crime?
Groups like the American Conservative Union also support the effort. The union's David Safavian says it's a concern that parolees are suspected of committing murder after being freed. But he says there's a big difference between releasing serious offenders from prison and imprisoning people for violating probation rules.
You know, these are the things that are driving the incarceration rate in Pennsylvania. And it's a function of having this current system where you can be on probation for years, if not decades, even for a misdemeanor. That makes no sense whatsoever.
The probation reforms aren't expected to get a vote until lawmakers hold a hearing on the recent homicides. Anlie Herring, 90.5 WESA News.